So Mother Church puts before us for our honor, our commemoration this morning, this day, these three siblings, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. You know, there's some scriptural scholars that would point to them as maybe being some of the first who chose to live that celibate life in anticipation of the manifestation of the kingdom. You know, in the Jewish faith at that time of Jesus, there were different sects, S-E-C-T-S, of people living a different way of life, kind of like we have religious orders today. And so one of them, adult celibates, dedicated their life to the coming of the Messiah. And there's some speculation that Martha, Mary, and Lazarus were living that life. And so we can look to them as an inspiration, at minimum for a chaste life, but inspiration for those who have chosen to live the celibate life, whether you're consecrated as a priest or religious, or as a layperson living in the world as a celibate, they could be inspiration. And then we have these three siblings living together. You know, so the joy of a good family life. And so whether that's your family, you can ask them to continue to inspire your family to be together, united as one. Or if you're there's division in your family, perhaps Martha, Mary, and Lazarus could be your intercessors to bring unity back, to be united in the love and the dedication to Jesus. And so we had the story of Martha and Mary at the Sunday Gospel a few Sundays ago. That famous story that we all know about, where Martha made her heart known to Jesus. And the same thing happens in this episode. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. What an intimacy these words are, reveal. Martha was so comfortable with Jesus that she could share the desires of her heart. And this is the friendship with Jesus that we are invited into and our grace of our baptism and the sacramental life. Whatever the displeasures are in our lives, the major inconveniences, the minor pinpricks, or the grave griefs and struggles that we face, to be able to confidently, sincerely bring our hearts, our concerns to the Lord. This is the role, the goal of our life as disciples, to be so friendly with Jesus that we hold nothing back. And we do it not so much as an exacting, like someone who's trying to get my way, but really just sharing what's in my heart. No pretense, no desire to have the perfect word or formula. Just what's on my heart, I share with the Lord. This is what these three siblings teach us. And Martha's response, I have come to believe. So we had in the first reading from John, we have come to know and to believe in the love God has for us. It's the same phrase that Peter used in John chapter 6 when Jesus says, do you want me to leave you too? Where should we go? We have come to believe that you are the Son of God. We've been hearing in the regular cycle of readings in Matthew all those parables, all those things, the seeds, the fish, the yeast, all these things that were one way have become another way. They have come to believe, we can say, in a stretch of the analogy. It's the arc of our own life as a disciple. We start out one way, and as we encounter the Lord, we become a new way. So we can have the confidence to bring our desires, our cares, our concerns, our complaints, our misunderstandings to the Lord. Trusting that the Lord will listen and respond with the love of a heavenly Father. And so whatever the response is, that Jesus gives us to our inquiries, our questions, our prayers. We can have the confidence to receive it with love. Because like Peter, like John, like Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, yes, Lord, we believe, we have come to believe that you are the Son of God.